This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yesterday, Bill Simmons said he would be morally outraged if the Mavericks won the draft lottery. After they won the draft lottery, he tweeted out, oh, get the F out of here. Come on. But more importantly, Miro Heiskanen has officially been activated.
From long-term injured reserve, otherwise known as L-Tire.
That man right there will bring you the rest of the information you need to know as part of the C block.
That's exciting, dude.
And honestly, information you don't need to know too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually have a story that you probably don't need to know, but it's still fun anyway, so we'll share that in just a moment. This is going to be, I think, my last thing to say about Cooper today. All right. Okay. And no, this isn't an NBA segment for the guy that's like, why are y'all keep doing NBA segments? Chuck Cooperstein posted this. This goes into that conversation we were having earlier about where he fits.
Yeah.
People are trying to pigeonhole him as a three.
No.
Is he a four? Who does he best guard? People need to stop this. This is the last part's the best. Cooper Flagg is anything you need him to be. Most of all, he already at age 18 has the feel and ability to process high-level concepts of a much older player. That's the part where when he gets into the game, like when he gets to this level and they start throwing things at him, he's got it figured out. You know, he understands why why is always the most complicated part to get past. Okay, I know what I'm doing. Why am I doing it? Because when you know why you're doing something, very similar to what Tyler Booker is going to go through. He gets on that field. Why do I need to make this block this way? Oh, because it's going to open up this lane here for this guy, or it's going to help your tackle here. Other things are happening around you. A lot of times these guys get to this level and they think the world is revolving around them and they don't understand how to be part of the team. And so if you got a guy that understands that part, understands the high-level concepts, he's picking it up quickly, and that means you don't have to wait a long time for him to get going. The offensive development we'll still get to at some point. Also, don't forget, G-Bag Nation has Wyatt Langford coming on at 2:40 today. Wyatt, he broke the no-hitter up last night.
He did, which we needed, or else we would have lost to the worst team in baseball.
And we did not. Kevin, have you ever heard of the SPS?
Yeah, don't they take care of getting dogs neutered and whatnot?
I think that's SPCA, I believe.
Oh, it's sunscreen, right?
How
strong it is?
That's FPS. I appreciate that, though.
No.
The SPS is a star predictor score. I've never heard of this, honestly.
Like stars in the sky?
No, like will you be a superstar?
Oh,
will you be a star in sports or whatever? I had never heard of the SPS before.
Mm-hmm.
However, it looks like it's pretty damn accurate.
Okay.
I don't know, honestly, how you take this test. I don't know what it is. But here are the results since 2004, at least. The highest scores. Josh Allen scored a 92.9.
Ooh, he's good.
Kyler Murray scored a 93.5.
Yeah, he's good.
Cam Newton scored a 94.8.
He was good for a while.
He was an MVP.
Yeah.
Went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for Von Miller, probably could have won the Super Bowl.
I could see that.
Deshaun Watson scored a 96.
Oh, again, he was good until there's some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson was on his way to be a star.
It did look that way.
Patrick Mahomes, 96.2.
Oh, he's very good.
Ben Roethlisberger, a 97.7.
He was very good.
Jalen Hurts, 99.0.
Oh, he just won a Super Bowl.
Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP, 99.2. Jackson Dart scored a perfect 100.
Wow.
A perfect 100 score. Again, I do not know how the SPS is created. But the simple fact that the top 10 all-time grades are Jackson Dart, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Roethlisberger, Mahomes, Watson, Newton, Murray, Allen, and Breeze. Drew Breeze is on that list too. All of those guys have turned out to be stars. Murray, that's a good question mark about Kyler Murray. Is it Arizona that's held him back? Because when you were watching the kid, you were like, he's destined to be a star.
But that is one of the tough parts about seeing it at the high school level and the college level is you can think it's going to translate all you like, but you're never positive.
It was built, this system was built on a prospect scouting tool aimed at maximizing investment potential while minimizing risks when drafting rookies in fantasy football.
Okay.
And the SPS, there's more to it. So there is, I can put out a link, but yeah, brainyballers.com has a their star predictor score set up all there. And I'm interested to see, this is all just quarterbacks, but I'm very interested to see where they land with running backs and receivers. Cause if they're hey, by the way, Justin Jefferson, he scored in at 98, you know, and Ja'Marr Chase scored a 97, then this thing is deadly accurate.
But you can't help but think, like, he got the best score on it, and everybody else who have gotten the better scores before this were all good. You can't help but think, oh my gosh, we're going to roll.
Yeah, especially, that's why, I mean, when I watched him play at Ole Miss, there were moments where I was like, that was a baller throw right there. The way he was leading his team, you could see when he was around his guys, it looked like the guys enjoyed being, they were ready for him. They were ready to play with him. But then there was a couple of other games where he throws four interceptions and completely keeps his team out of the college football playoff. And I was like, what happened?
Wow.
So I got to figure that out there. But do you think that Jackson Dart will end up being a superstar for the New York Giants, or a star for the New York Giants?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he peaks out at Kyler Murray.
Oh, interesting.
Look, the Giants are going to be stoked if he turns out to be Kyler Murray, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'll say that's where he peaks out.
Okay. All right. That'll be a very interesting study on him. If he is a star, that's going to be tough, dude.
That will suck.
That the Giants actually landed that in that round. You know, like had to move up to get back up to get him, but they knew they wanted that, and the Giants have been pretty bad. Daniel Jones.
I'm with you on that.
So from the 972, we need Shador Sanders' score. I don't have that at the moment. I don't have any of the other, I don't have Dylan Gabriel's score. I don't have any of that stuff. My apologies. I just have Jackson Dart, and he got a perfect 100.
That's pretty dang impressive.
So good luck to him. And then I wanted to have this conversation. A couple nights ago, I convinced my son that America's Funniest Home Videos is a money laundering scheme. We were watching America's Funniest Home Videos. Yes, a money laundering scheme. We were watching America's Funniest Home Videos. Mm-hmm. And my son said, how long has this show been on? And I started thinking, it's been on since Alec was born, at least.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I went back into my childhood and I almost couldn't remember a time that it wasn't on.
I don't think I can.
And I feel like, wasn't it called something else before it was called America's Funniest Videos?
I thought it was called that.
Home Videos?
Yeah, Home Videos, and they changed it to AFV.
Because it could be anything, not just home. But Kevin, did you look that up yet to see?
It's got
to
be the late 80s.
Okay, all right.
Because I remember Bob Saget Fever was running wild, and
that
he
is
was
true.
Hosting that show.
And so he was like, how long has this show been on? I was like, man, it's been forever. At this point, I think it's just a money laundering scheme. And he said, what are you talking about?
I also
and I said, think about it. Long John Silver's. Nobody ever goes to Long John Silver's. But here we are. Long John Silver's are everywhere. Mm-hmm. I know Mike would be like, I go to Long John Silver's. I love it.
No, but he does it. He said he would, but if it's like out of his 15-minute driving radius, he won't.
So, but yeah, I was like, I think it's a money. Because listen, dude, Carlton's hosting now. All right. And
is he really?
Carlton is the host now.
I haven't seen that show in a long time.
Who was the guy that did it for a while? My kid loved him. He was an older guy with like white hair, looked like my dad.
So if you're listening out there and you know Corey's dad.
I was supposed to meet him at Emmett Smith's charity function, but he got sick, like got food poisoning or something. He didn't get to host it. So
is Tom Bergeron?
Tom Bergeron. Thanks very much, Alec. My kid had a bobblehead of Tom Bergeron. Thought he was the coolest guy in the world. I was like, you're six. Why do you think this guy's so cool?
He's very grounded. I like that.
Yeah.
As your favorite person, an athlete and musician, it's Tom Bergeron. Tom Bergeron.
And he also loved Pat Monahan from Train, who I also met in Vegas once. And he was like, do you want an autograph? And I was like, no, I appreciate it, though. Like, I just wanted to say hi. Dang. My kid loves you. I am conditioned.
You wouldn't even, like, humor him and be like, yeah, sure.
I am conditioned to, because of media, to not ask for autographs.
Okay,
because we're not supposed to. For anybody that, like, when we get these autograph baseballs or whatever,
right,
we go through the system to get these, or somebody donates for Peace-a-thon. So whenever we do that, it's not like we're walking up going, I guess with the white
line. Or every once in a while, they're drunk at Radio Row and you get them to autograph something.
That is true. Sometimes that happens. I believe there will be a Herradura Emmett Smith bottle for Peace-a-thon this year.
I don't know why you said that immediately after what I just said.
Strange correlation, Corey.
That feels logical.
I just wanted people to know like what things are slated for that. But listen, dude, when was the last time you watched America's Funniest Videos?
I mean, don't you think it's like, wouldn't you have thought that would have gone away with the invention of YouTube?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay. I swear, I have no idea where he's going with this, but maybe it's because I don't have a kid who is in that range right now. Like all the stuff Noah wants to watch is like a little bit younger than that.
Miss Rachel and Blippi.
Yeah, man. And he loves Danny Go and Baba Blast. I don't know if you guys know that
one.
Really taken
my
off.
My kids are older, so I'm at that point now.
He's obsessed with the planets now, but that's not really the point of what we're doing. Go ahead, Corey.
So Avery was like, are you serious? Like he was convinced.
That's a pretty compelling argument.
This is a 17-year-old boy. I was like, yeah, this show, obviously, it's just on because they're just funneling money. There are rich people, cartel, I guess. I don't know. Some rich people out there that need to put their money somewhere. All right.
The police are on their way, mofos.
Yeah. There are rich people that need to put their money somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And hey, it costs a lot to get advertising on America's Funniest Videos. So let's keep this thing up so that rich people can launder their money. So I felt like that was a good approach to that. And Frank Provenzano just texted and said his kid watches America's Funniest Videos all the time. Love you, Frank.
Whatever, man. Frank, you suck.
What are you doing right now?
I texted you a couple of times, and then you're like,
he's a busy man.
I didn't have your number. And then I texted him with my number, and I was like, hey, this is Kevin. And he's like, okay, cool.
He clearly didn't say, hey, it's Kevin from the Fan.
Okay.
Exactly.
Mike Adams would have known.
It's a standard.
So then Avery like decided to go do some searching, and that's where he found the story that I really like the most about America's Funniest Videos. America's Funniest Videos is screwing you over.
What?
The promise of winning $100,000 is almost impossible.
Huh?
Yeah, you're up against, you know, some dog that spilled its water bowl or something like that. And everybody's
laughing. Getting hit in the beanbags.
Yeah, these things are going on. Like, you're up against all that. The reality is you're giving them free content.
Mm.
You post it on TikTok or your YouTube page, you get all the hits. You get the money. You get the profit off of that. You give it to them. You sign away the license. They take the license from you for that video. Therefore, if you try and post that video on your TikTok, guess what's going to happen? They come back and sue you.
Oh.
And they say, you had your chance to win $100,000. And you're like, but I finished second place. And they're like, sorry, that's ours now. No longer your video. So now you got to go out there and re-record your friend jumping through a trampoline and breaking his teeth. You know, like now you have to do that.
Okay. This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Kay. Instead of, like, they stole that video from you.
What is the go-to...
And I'm not trying to take down AMV right now.
It kind of feels like you are. What's the go-to funny thing? Is it somebody, like, getting physically hurt?
Kicked in the junk.
Okay.
Something hits you in the junk. That is the funniest thing. And something about a dog. Dogs, pets are hilarious. Cats running away from pickles. What's going on with that?
It's what?
Go look that up. It's dead serious.
I will not.
From the 817, didn't think Corey would make such a sound argument, but I'm sold. Yeah, I didn't think this was going to happen either. First off, joking about the whole, like, it's a money laundering scheme. Secondly, it actually is. They're like, they're stealing money from you. And guess what? They're posting it on their websites. And then they get the hits from it. And they get the advertising content from it, too. They're making a killing off of your videos out there. That being said, if you would like to send your videos to my website.
I'm just joking.
I don't have a website yet. But maybe we should come up with the KNC Masterpiece Videothon. And we'll give you, you know, $500 if y'all win. And we'll get all the money off of it. What do you think, Kevin?
Are we going to get a lot of submissions when you just, like, pretty much pull the curtain back about how you'd be dumb to do that?
Our Tolos are loyal, and they know that we'll bring the money back for good cause, Kevin. That's what we're all about.
All right.
Our pockets. Did I say that out loud? I'm just joking. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Frank Provenzano, former assistant GM for the Dallas Stars, will not text Kevin back because he won't say, "I'm Kevin from the Fan." He said, "Tell Kevin to text me his new number and he'll get back to you."
That is what he said last time. I'm going to tell him it's you. And so I'll be like, "This is Corey's new number." And
no, then he knows my number.
Then he'll text
he
me back.
He loves my phone number.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, especially since you know Miro's back, let's get some Stars Jets Game 4 predictions. Plus, did the last 24 hours potentially reshape the NBA? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Flag on the drive, the turnaround, tough shot, and it goes to make it a six-point game.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to get your Stars Jets predictions for tonight, of course. But also, and this goes beyond just Cooper Flag, does it feel like the last 24 hours could potentially reshape the NBA? And so I want to dive into, like, all of the different reasons that that could be.
Okay.
But couple more notes. Mike Ducey said that Mark Cuban last night said it was unreal. I'm still shaking. First time we've ever moved up. I was screaming the whole time with my son. Now, who wasn't freaking out at the time was Patrick Dumont.
Yeah, big surprise.
He was at, yeah, he knew. He was at a track meet with one of his coaches, and they couldn't watch the lottery live.
I was saying because he didn't care.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't possibly get anything on your phone. His phone rang, and it was Mark Cuban telling him they were in the top four. Then his phone rang again, and Dumont thought he said that Cuban said they got the number one pick, but Cuban was screaming, mm-hmm. and he couldn't make out all of the words. But also, do you think he was kind of like, yeah, I knew that like a couple months ago.
Maybe so. Maybe he did. But I do appreciate that he was committed to his kid, you know, trying to be there in the moment for his kid instead of watching on his phone something else.
And then I go back to Rick Welts, the CEO for the Mavericks. He said, I'm happiest for our fans because it's been a tumultuous year, an emotional year. What I continue to say is I've never been anywhere where I felt the emotional attachment that Mavericks fans have to their team. So I appreciate it. That felt like more of the right thing to say.
I think this is a pretty interesting line from Rich Paul. You ever heard of Rich Paul before?
Yeah.
Clutch Sports. He said,
is he the guy that is married or dating Adele, or is that somebody different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or dated. I don't know where they are now.
I'm not sure.
He said that on McAfee today, he said Cooper Flagg going number one overall to Dallas would allow him to develop on a reasonable timeline as a rookie. And I think what he means by that, and I haven't listened to the complete audio, is he comes to a well-developed team already.
Yes.
And a lot of times you see a guy go to the number one team overall, and now he's got to be the hero and the star, and he has to drag that team all along whenever he's not necessarily capable. Look at Paolo Banchero.
Yes.
Going to Orlando. That place wasn't ready.
No.
And so he's the star on that team. And did he develop at a reasonable pace?
Yes, absolutely.
So I think that's an interesting way is if you're like, oh, like he might not fit in. No, this would be a great place for him to grow into that that position.
And in terms of the rest of the NBA, because it's not just about Cooper Flagg, like, could Dallas make a deal to trade for Giannis? I kind of want to talk about that a little bit more tomorrow.
Okay.
But I think that is still a possibility. But on the flip side, what about San Antonio? They have picks number 2 and 14, and the idea of Giannis and Wemby, that is a scary combination right there. And so will they try to make a move to go ahead and get Giannis? Because also in the last 24 hours, we found out that Giannis is open to moving on from Miami. So like all of that happens strictly around the draft lottery and with Giannis. But now let's take it another step forward. Did you see what all happened with Boston and New York last night?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What a terrible injury. I felt really bad for Tatum as he was on the ground, like just in pain. You could see he was in terrible pain. And this wasn't a moment for Masula to say, get up.
He
did last time.
That would be weird. Oh, yeah. The Spurs have Stephon Castle as well.
They're not. And you don't believe that there's a way that Boston can win that series now, right?
I do not.
The Knicks buried that one. Like that one's.
It's possible in terms of they've only won 3, but outside of that, not really.
Yeah, and that's like for the Knicks, that is huge for that fan base.
Yeah, and so think about it. So Jason Tatum, I don't think we've seen the official announcement yet, but it looked like an Achilles.
Yes.
And so if that's the case, now we're talking about. I know some people say like, will he ever come back as the same player? Like I get that, but like let's also say he's going to be out for what 9? 10 months, mm-hmm. and so now you're almost all the way done with the regular season before he comes back. So what is that going to mean for the Celtics going forward? And to go along with all of that, that clears the deck now for the Knicks and Pacers Eastern Conference Finals. Although, again, the Pacers still have to close out their series as well. And Jaylen Brown, I think, probably had just the most, like, human response to it all. They were like, okay, what could this mean for the franchise going forward with Tatum? And he goes, I'm not sure. I've got no words right now. And like, he left it at that, which is very fair when you're like, hey, I thought, because it really looked like Boston was going to come back and win that game. Like Boston had made a run. So it looked like they were going to come back. And if they win that game, it's 2-2. They get to go back home, see if they can turn it around at home and still be one of the favorites to win the title and defend their title.
42 points in that game, dude.
And now they're not going to win it this year. And it really brings into question next year. And in the same span of 45 minutes, you're like, this could be the step we need to win back-to-back titles. Mm-hmm. To all of a sudden, are you like, is our 2025-2026 season over? Like, that is a stunning turn of event.
Yeah, and I can understand Jaylen Brown with that. I have no words right now because after that, this is your running buddy, right? Like, this is the dude that you have.
Yes.
You are a stacked team because of you and him. And then all of a sudden, now he's not there. Now it becomes, do I need to be the star on this team? Or, like, what does Joe Mazzulla want us to do? What's the plan? He probably didn't have a plan of action next. He just was going through the emotion of realizing that they lost a game. They were stunned in a lost game there. And they're trying to figure out what the next thing is.
For the 817, I'm more excited to watch Caitlin Clark play basketball than I am the Mavs. At least update it for locally and say Paige Beckers.
Yeah, Paige is phenomenal, dude.
Dallas Wings open the season on Friday. Just saying.
She's going to score 48 in her first and have 29 assists.
I wouldn't say that. Paige Beckers actually kind of reminds me of the kind of like Swiss Army player that I think Cooper Flagg can be. Where I don't necessarily think you'll see an onslaught of like 35-point games. Although that both of them can do that. All right, let's go to cut number 12. And this is just going to be a lot of screaming, but it made me happy. This is the Mavericks front office reacting to getting the number one pick.
The second pick will be made by...
I just love it so much. Kind of looked like they were in like the back room at Nick and Sam's as well. But the MVP for all of this, cut number 9, it's Rolando Blackman. Talking about the Dallas Mavericks getting the number one pick.
It was just tremendous luck and really an opportunity to bring a spirit. I felt great all day yesterday. Felt great today. Got here at 4:00, walked around the room like we owned it, looked at where the position was and just tried to feel the whole thing. But we're just so happy to be so lucky and have the cards match the spirit. And now we have a chance at the number one pick, and then we're moving forward.
What does it mean for the organization to land the number one overall pick?
Well, it's a great, tremendous point of positivity. As you well know, right now, we need a lot of positivity as far as that's concerned. Plus, we're going to be able to land a great player. I don't know what management's going to do as far as the pick and who they're going to take and what the situation is. Everyone is talking about Cooper Flagg, which is a tremendous basketball player and a player that would help us to move forward. I don't know what they're going to do, but at least they have choices now. And the opportunity to do great things to move forward. The Dallas Maverick fan base now can yell other things instead of what they've been yelling the last part of the season.
I love Rolando Blackman.
Which is fire, Nico. I appreciate that he didn't say that.
We had Rolando Blackman on a few times, and he's always brings great energy, great positivity to everything, and that's what he's hoping. And I love that we got here, walked around.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Like the room, like we own the place. I like that. And then they got the win there. Kevin, I did see somebody say, I appreciate the NBA rigging the lottery for the Mavs after screwing us in 06. And I know the question keeps being asked, or the thing that keeps being said of, I don't want it to bail out Nico. Is the NBA bailing themselves in this situation by doing this? Because in reality, the theory has always been they do whatever they can to appease the Lakers.
Sure.
And this whole Luka trade looked like you made this happen to appease the Laker people. And now the NBA is like, well, let's get them to be quiet by giving them this instead. And so that was another part of the question I was asking there.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. By the way,
if you believe those things.
I feel the same way, and we can dive into it even further tomorrow, but for the people that are saying you couldn't make the money work and you'd have to gut the team to make the Giannis move, I actually think you could, because you'd start with Klay Thompson, but you would have to move, and this would hurt, and that's why I don't like this whatsoever. And Daniel Gafford to get it started. And then if you wanted to go like Caleb Martin.
You're taking away a lot of things you built.
Right, yeah. There. Caleb Martin and maybe if Powell opts in or something like that, you could make that money start to work. But then I would want other draft compensation to come back. And I don't think there's any way the Bucks are going to view it that way. They're going to be like, no, we'll give you Giannis. We want young players and draft compensation. And I would be like, no. It would just be the number one pick. And that just doesn't work monetarily. It doesn't work so ever. But I think the Spurs make a lot of sense. I know some people have brought up the Rockets just because both of those teams have like tangible player assets and plenty of draft capital. But if you look at the last 24 hours, all of a sudden Dallas feels like a much more viable player, even though some people think they're going to trade the pick for Giannis. San Antonio, I think, has now moved to the forefront to go ahead and go get Giannis, because Giannis said he would be open, or so the report goes, that he would be open to moving on from the Bucks. I might have said Miami earlier. My apologies. From the Bucks. And it looks like you're going to get New York and Indiana Eastern Conference Finals, which means the Celtics will not defend their title. And could they be screwed for next year? That's a lot of stuff in 24 hours.
And Rick Carlisle or Brunson could win a championship before Luka. How weird would that be?
I mean, Carlisle definitely won a championship before Luka. But
no, I mean, like,
I know, I get like, it. I get what you're saying.
That would be wild.
And by the way, Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves are in control of that series, especially with Steph being hurt. He said he's not going to play, or it's highly doubtful he'll play in game 5. And so it looks like you're about to close
that out. That's what the NBA needs. They need Anthony Edwards on the big stage in New York.
I mean,
in the NBA championship.
Think about what
Indiana.
Think what you might be on the cusp of having. Anthony Edwards, the teams are more than this, but Anthony Edwards against Shea for the right to go to the NBA Finals. And on the other side, hey, we keep trying to make Halliburton happen against the Knicks, who is clearly who the NBA wants to see in the NBA Finals
for sure.
On the other side. But this could be a positive potentially for the NBA. And we might get Cooper effing Flag, baby.
I like it.
I need more enthusiasm from you.
No, what a day this was, dude. We got Miro back. Wyatt Langford's going to be on the station here in just a little bit. We got the number one overall pick with potentially Cooper Flagg. Paige Bueckers is our best friend.
True.
And, you know, the Cowboys. We'll get to them at some point, too. George Pickens, that was sweet. And then Tyler Booker's out there supporting the Stars. And we got a Stars game on tonight. This is amazing in DFW, Kevin. Positive Corey's back, baby.
I love it. And if you heard yesterday's tease for the Sean and RJ show, I said we got Cooper Flagg. If you hear the tease for tomorrow's show...
Kevin's the predictor of positivity right now.
I definitely made a hockey prediction in there. So let's see how that goes. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Shot clock at 15, plenty of time. Flag again on Hill, pulls up and pops and knocks it down.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. A lot going on. Miro is back. Zach might have broken a chair. We got game four, Stars and Jets tonight. And we got the number one pick in the NBA draft. Right now, brought to you by D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing effing amazing as well. Thank you very much for asking. Now, Woolchuck, what just happened with your chair?
Yeah, the computer was turned off, so I had to go underneath here, turn it back on, and then when I tried to sit on the chair, I was too forward and almost killed myself.
Classic rest versus rust.
So, yeah, you know, just trying to get back into the swing of things, man. It's been a while.
Now,
that Duke hat looks so good on you today. Really better nice. Than it ever has.
And also, got my Kyrie Duke kicks. Shoes.
I heard them talking about that earlier this morning.
Kyrie 4 Duke shoes, yeah.
What about the undies?
No, I
don't have Duke undies.
I don't think I do.
The Duke game day thong?
No.
Really?
Come on. I do not.
Is this now the greatest Blue Devil NBA team ever assembled?
Yeah, man, it really, they're really building up. I'm excited. And then we'll just trade for Giannis anyway, and it won't really matter.
It could happen.
Mm. That's what's been coming in all day. But what I want to ask you guys is I admitted to Mike months ago that if the Mavericks got the number one pick, I would admit that it was rigged. I talked to Mike multiple times yesterday, and I admitted to him, I'm with you. Yeah, I think this thing was bought, sold, and paid for long ago. What say y'all?
I mean, how could you not feel that way? I mean, it's a 1.8% chance.
Yeah.
So it's
fourth lowest in the history of the lottery to win.
Yeah. And after everything that has taken place, I just wonder if this was upon the deal getting made, or as Choppy was sort of suggesting this morning, once the damage had been done and it was like, oh my gosh, the league then said, okay, you know what? We are going to save this schmo Nico here, but really because we have to save a top four market and a fan base that is withering away at a rapid rate.
Exactly. Yeah, this is becoming a Stars town. You know, I think the fan base is alienated enough. You know, I feel like they're close too, but you got to fire Nico. You know, if you actually want to bring the fan base back, because right now it's anxious. You know, you just had the greatest luck happen, but it's like, oh crap, Nico might screw this up.
Exactly.
So I'm still a psychological prisoner of the Luka trade.
Okay.
Yeah. That won't change till we get rid of him.
Nip that in the bud, dude. He's got to be gone.
Well, and the biggest issue here, Kevin, is the fact that he is so short-sighted. Like he keeps talking about his window.
Yes.
He's not looking at this as what is the best.
You're right.
Long-term prospect for your franchise. He's thinking, what is the best for my timeline? Yeah. And that would probably be trading the number one pick for Giannis.
And plus, do you wonder if he's more dug in on that than ever? Because he's like, I'll get my title before Luka, and I'll say F you to everybody who doubted.
That could add an entire
I am worried about that. All right, so let's go off of that assumption. Let's say, like, for some reason, Nico is still adamant. He's like, well, you got to trade this pick. And everyone's like, you're insane. And he got fired. So Nico, like in the next month and a half, he got fired, which I don't think will happen. But if it did, and you get the number one pick, and you take Cooper Flagg, I know that doesn't fix, but do you think that brings a lot of those same Mavs fans back who lost their guy?
Absolutely. I got a bunch of texts from friends and Tolos yesterday that were like, dude, I haven't cared about the Mavs since that fateful night.
Yeah.
That Sunday morning when we all woke up to the worst news ever. And now all of a sudden, boom, you're right back in the mix. And I think the whoever is still maybe waiting on the outskirts of that are just waiting for the Nico firing shoe to drop, and then it becomes full bore.
Yeah, my uncle Danny, and he was so pissed. I mean, he was a 27-year season ticket holder. Now, he called all of this. I mean, he sent me like a voice message, said, I can't prove it, but the Mavs are going to end up with the number one pick here. Mm-hmm. There's some type of deal that's gone on. That's the only way that this makes any sense.
Yep.
He has said that while that's exciting, the sport's rigged. Like, how can you really be super invested in a sport that seems like they do kind of orchestrate in the background what is best for their ratings?
I would say you've been a fan of this rigged league this whole time, and now the rigged nature of it is favoring your team. Why would you bail now?
Especially if the Knicks win the title.
Favoring if, like, would you rather have Luka or would you rather have Cooper Flagg?
And Anthony Davis.
and AD, I guess.
I'm ready to trade Anthony Davis right now, too. I mean,
oh, wow. Okay. So that's how you're going to make the Giannis money match. We're like, no, the hell with it. We're just going to figure.
You're going to take AD.
Okay. I like that. Now, Dawson, you mentioned this is Stars Town now, or it's feeling that way. What's the vibe? How are we feeling going up against a Winnipeg team that has been horrible on the road in the playoffs?
You got to feel great. You know, the Hellebuck road thing is real. The Stars getting Miro back. Like, my genuine feeling is that this is the moment where it completes the transformation from late season struggling team to clearly the best team in hockey. You know, I think what we're about to see now is them take a form like the Boston Celtics did last year in their run to the championship, where it was just clear whoever they came up against, they're better than in every way. And it's pretty inevitable. You know, they're going to be champs.
Well, I like that. Does that have you like scouting out Carolina at the same time on the other side of this bracket?
I think you got to be worried about Edmonton.
Oh, I am worried about Edmonton.
And Edmonton probably should have already been advanced. That should have been a sweep if it weren't for some craziness with Vegas. So Edmonton's going to be a gauntlet. We saw last year how quickly that series can tilt. Looked like the Stars about to be 3-1.
Yeah, either way, even if Vegas were to come back. So
this time we have
series.
Miko.
That's true.
Damn right.
Yeah. And you get home ice back too.
Yes. True. That is true. Yeah. Which you would not have against Vegas, correct? You would get against Edmonton, but not against Vegas, I believe. How are you guys feeling about game four tonight? And maybe just the series in general.
Kind of fantastic.
I just feel like, though, to me, I think that Winnipeg's in a bad spot because their team is super talented, but they have to have some questions in that room about their goaltender. And they have to have that, you know, is it going to be another, you know, puck off the skate that he flips into his own net? Is there going to be a rebound that he doesn't see? Is he not going to get across fast enough? Is he going to give up is he not going to be able to trap one in his glove that, you know, bounces out that ends up in, you know, and someone's stick and in the back of the goal? I think that Winnipeg wants to believe that they're a good enough team. I don't know if they believe their goalie is good enough right now. And I think that's something that's got to, you know, they're going to play. I think they're playing a little bit right now on pins and needles about their guy.
Can I ask you real quick, and I'm sorry I did not ask you this question ahead of time, so maybe it's something you answer later. Are there players that jump to mind for you that you're like, your inability mentally to get it together in the playoffs is why?
Well, what about Dak Prescott?
You
could be the second best player in the National Football League as an MVP candidate, and then you get into a playoff situation, you don't even look like the same guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's something that's kind of near and dear to our heart. I mean, not the deer part, but we understand it a little bit.
Yeah,
that, you know, you could have this incredible run through the regular season, and then you get in the playoffs, and you don't even look like the same guy. Maybe Baltimore a little bit with Lamar Jackson.
Romo James Harden, that. I thought
yeah.
about.
Rome, yeah, Harden, sure. yeah, I mean, there are guys that are, when it's a week 13 game in Buffalo, hey, we're okay, but, you know, all of a sudden it's the second round of the playoffs, and now we're not playing very well.
Because there's no question, like, in the regular season, everyone was like, Hellebuck is the best goalie.
They're lucky. They are so lucky they did not get beat by St. Louis in round
one. Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
they're
a very, very talented team, but I just don't know how you could look in, you know, along that bench and feel confident that you have the better goalie tonight.
Yeah.
I just don't know. And losing eight straight, I don't care what management says or what the coaching staff says, that starts to weigh on you. You know, it's just like when we get so excited in a game seven when Pete DeBoer's involved with that. You know, it's like, wow, we got this one.
This
supreme confidence that nothing is going to change. And I think that, like we always say, you're going to get the best effort tonight from Winnipeg. Dallas needs to end this thing tonight if they can. And I mean, end it in a way to make it where you only have to win one game. You know, I mean, don't make this thing go back to Winnipeg and then give them back that advantage. I just wouldn't do that.
I'm with you on that. What do you fine fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Hagee. We'll have a countdown to pregame, 6:30. Rangers and Rockies will resume, of course. So we'll be looking at game four quite a bit. But we'd like to draw your attention to Tim Cato at 3:00. The Mavs writer is going to join us and talk about this matchup or this this opportunity that presents itself.
Could I be possibly allowed to draw your attention to one more spot?
240.
Why Langford, baby?
Let's go.
Roll home with the G-Vag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece Maker. Way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
We got Cooper Flag!
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.